Games Productions presents an AD&D First Edition Actual Play Podcast. The Legend of Fin Fang Foom. Now, here are your players.
Hi, I'm Kirk.
I'm playing Ko.
I'm Professor Thork. I'm playing Tamiko.
I'm Old School Chris. I'm playing Morataki Ashikatsu, a Shukenja.
I'm John. I'm playing Fon Op, a Shukenza Duckman.
Hi, this is DM Glenn, and I am playing the monk Who Do That.
I'm Dwayne. I am playing the Wuzhen Karuka.
And I am your Dungeon Master, DM Vince. So the last few guys we left off, you guys were falling down into sudden darkness, all of you, including Shido,
who is Shido,
not Shido, Shido.
We got a monkey with us?
Yes. Shido the mute that doesn't talk.
Yeah.
And the samurai came back just to fall in the pit.
He walked in the room to go, and fall down the pit. Inconsistencies everywhere, I love it, I love to just annoy people with it, so... It's a game, who cares? That's all I say. So you guys open up your eyes after falling and being knocked out, and you notice that you're in another room. And there's a description of this room. Oh, wait a minute. I don't have a description because I made it all up. Oh, my God, no. It is a large cave you guys are in.
Make something else up, I see.
Yeah, why not? Steadily water drips. Or in the background, as you hear it echo throughout this cave.
Oh, that's me. I'm sorry. No.
Now, I have infravision, so can I see anything?
Yes, you actually can see that you're in a very large cave-like room. You see there's an entrance to the... exit to the north, or there's an exit to the south. Inside this room, there's a giant puddle of water, which you guys are laying in. In the middle of the water, you see something shiny.
I relay all that to everyone.
Someone token on something while we're doing this? Or okay.
Huh?
What?
What?
Someone was token off a pipe there for a minute.
No, that was beep suppressing laughter.
Oh.
It's not a pipe.
I'm having a sophomoric moment. Never mind. Go ahead.
It sounded like a pipe toke.
Still worked out of this pit, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
No, it's all on you right now. Well, not you especially, but yeah.
Can I attempt to relight my torch? I would like to attempt to relight my torch.
Okay. You pull out your torch. You see it's wet. Most of this stuff is wet because you're in a puddle right now.
Well, I'm ready.
So, you'd have to use a lot of oil on it and light it if you want to waste the oil.
Well, we got a couple people that have infravision, right?
Yeah, I do.
Around, I'll say, those of you who can see in the dark, what do we do? Are we alone?
As far as they can see, they're alone, yeah.
I'm going to see if I can find whatever it is that's in the water.
Okay, it's more than maybe a foot and a half down from where you're standing. You reach down and you see it's a small gold ring.
Oh, look what the gods have brought to us. And I hold the ring up.
Oh, sorry.
Nobody
can see what you're holding up.
It is a quite lovely ring, but you cannot see it.
You give it back to the tree on the way back to town.
It shines in the darkness very nice.
My precious.
So I'm going to try it on.
You try it on? Okay.
Yeah.
It's a ring of lordly might. Oh, boy.
Okay, you try it on. You don't feel any different.
The gods have given me additional wisdom.
You don't look any wiser.
I swear to God, if we play a superhero game, you better not play a duck.
I'm Howard.
Yeah, Super Duck.
How far to the exits?
Thork, I can't believe you wrote that. sorry, I'm distracted. From where you're in the middle of the room, so let's see, to the north.
That might work.
Yeah, that might work. 5, 10, 15 feet to the north, and 5, 10, 15 feet to the south.
Okay, hold hands, everyone. We're going to get out of here.
I coil up the rope that fell with me down into the pit, and I take it with me.
Okay. And which way do you guys go?
TikTok. South. We love south.
All right, guys. Stop typing in the chat room and pay attention.
We can't say this on a cast.
I know that, so stop typing it and don't say it at all.
Well, we should have somebody in the front that can see and somebody in the back that can see in the dark, I think, and then leave the rest of us blind fools alone.
Yeah, the middle will take care of itself, yeah. Okay.
I'll go in. The dwarf can see. I'll go in front.
I guess I'll go in back since I can see, unless someone else that's a better fighter can see.
It's just the two of us.
Okay.
So let's head south.
All right, you head south 15 feet into another large cave filled with a bunch of water. And the Duckman estimates the water is probably... Just by looking at it, and he quacks, he estimates it about 10 feet.
Is that one of the special... Feet?
Yeah.
Is that one of the special ten classes? Ducks. Sorry.
Yeah, he estimates it to be about 10 feet, just by looking at it with a quack.
Ooh, I like this place. Lots of water.
You see that if you continue across the small lake, as it looks like to you, the path continues back up the south, heading downwards, or you can head towards the east on the other side of the lake.
South or east, huh? Hmm.
But we have to go through the lake.
You have to go through the lake.
Like, through the lake without a boat. Okay.
A little water never hurt any duck.
You guys can all tread that as long as, you know...
Right.
Your armor's not too heavy.
Okay.
And you don't step in any holes in the middle of it.
Yeah. It's still dark,
swimming through a dark lake in a cave.
Yeah, you can actually see the light coming from the hallways where the lake dries up where you can continue going down.
Oh, good.
So, it's actually deep enough that we would not be walking at a certain point. We wouldn't be touching bottom. 10 feet deep, that's right.
Then you'd be over.
Maybe we should tie a rope to each other so that, you know, people don't lose each other in the dark. That would be easy to do, I would think.
That's bitching. Let's do it.
All right, so you guys tie ropes to each other, and how far apart are you going to do it?
Just depends on how much rope we got.
Who has rope? I know Chris said he had rope.
Yeah.
100 foot?
Yeah, right.
It was at least probably 50 foot, I'm guessing. I don't know. Would you have a 25 or a 50, Glenn?
I got a 50.
All right. Well, I have a 50, so we have 50.
All right. So you have enough
I'd
rope
say you could do but it we're, 10 we're, feet between a person easy.
Yeah.
We each got 50, but we're bragging liars, so...
You could do 10 feet per person if you want.
Yeah, I'd say do that.
Well, the duck can swim, can he?
Well, when I'm in my hybrid form, I swim like a regular person would. But at least I'm behind everyone, and I can see if somebody starts having problems or getting on track. So,
good idea. Let us do that then.
Okay, and, so you start tying everybody up and...
gagging them. And...
Gagging them, yeah.
And what's the safe word? No.
Safe word is onomatopoeia. Now, actually, you guys notice that the Duckman is not there. but you hear him speaking.
Is he speaking from near us or from...
He seems to be right next to you, but you just can't figure out where he is.
It's in the dark. Why would they be able to see me anyway?
Well, with the glaring light coming from the hallways, you can actually kind of low light vision see in this room, even if you're a human.
Another ninja.
I think possibly that ring is magic.
Yeah. Whoa.
He is now the Duck Knight.
Darkwing Duck.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you're not playing Darkwing Duck either.
I am the duck that quacks in the night.
Hey, try taking that ring off.
Where are you? We cannot see you.
But this giant eye sees me.
I am right here.
You hear him calling to your right.
Is the rope going off in the middle of the air and tied to something?
Yes.
All right.
Keep up the
Fawn, remove your ring for us.
Why, certainly. I take the ring off.
And he reappears in front of you.
Cool trick.
You say this ring makes me unseen. The gods have truly blessed me.
Now, if we only had a ring to give the Wujian for unsmelled.
He's going to wade through all this water.
It's going to make it worse.
That's true.
We're going to ferment.
Just smell like a wet, dirty dog.
Yeah.
Throw some soap in there. Let him.
He's going to jump in there and all this bubbling is going to come up.
So the entrance to this lake room is like from the north or something?
Yeah.
And then the only exits we can see from where we're at is there's two of them, right? One to the south and one to the east?
Yeah, you estimate the one to the south is probably about 30 feet away. The one to the east is maybe about 20, 25 feet.
Well, we can go to the east, and then if that don't pan out, then we can just hug along that wall and go to the south one.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Is there light coming from both of them?
Yes.
Let us go into the light.
All right, so who's going first?
The dwarf said he was going to go first.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Tread, tread, tread.
Push, push, push. Come on. Yep.
He goes first. He dips into the water, heads about halfway through. The next person drops in.
And all of a sudden, he's walking on the bottom. No.
Okay, the third person, as the dwarf finally makes it to the eastern platform.
Yes.
Okay, I'll get the fourth.
Fourth is hoodoo dat.
Yeah, there I go. Doing a beautiful breaststroke.
Oh, God.
Now the Australian crawl. Now the...
He's pretty tall. He can just kind of bounce along. He could hold his breath and bounce. He'd be all right.
Who's the next person to go in?
I guess me.
All right, roll Oshi. D6.
A what?
Roll a D6, please.
DM says you're going to die.
You notice as you get inside the water, you see a fin come out of the water, heading straight towards you.
A $10 bill?
No,
corrects course towards Glenn.
I look for the fang and the foom.
Oh.
How big is this fin? As I announce it, I say, here comes something.
As far as you can tell, it looks like a shark fin size.
Dun, 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 dun.
Nice. I don't know what a shark is, probably, but I'll say it's a big size fin coming this way.
You know what a shark is.
And, I don't know. I get out my wooden sword.
It might work.
Okay.
I'll get out my big, whatever my tetsubo is, the big club type thing.
Okay.
I can't really swing at it, I don't think, but I can kind of jam it in its mouth if it tries to bite me.
Okay. So those in the water, which would be Chris... and
Glenn,
who did that? And I think it was Duckman, right?
I was last. In the back. Yeah.
Oh, Duckman's last. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be Shido then.
Tell him to put his ring back on.
All right, you guys roll initiative for your side.
Who do who? Which one? Who?
Whoever wants to roll for you guys.
Whoever's closest to it.
Probably be Chris.
All right, Chris. I got a 5 again.
All right. What are you guys going to be doing now?
Untying myself.
Swing at it.
Okay, Shido's untying herself. You're going to take a swing at it. And Glenn, what are you going to do?
I'm assuming I have my scythe with me. I'm going to try and chop it on the head.
All right, those who want to...
Overhead thing. Boom, you know.
Those who are attacking, roll your melee attacks.
I will. 18.
Nice, that's a hit.
All right.
And 3.
That's a miss.
Small, medium, or large?
Medium.
Medium, okay, D6.
No, actually, no. D8, large. Go for large. It's large, actually. I'm just looking at it.
Ah, better. D10.
Mm-hmm.
Seven. Nice. Wait a minute. Do I have a... Yes, I do. 7, 8.
You swat at this thing, which appears to be a giant... Well, since you don't know what a shark is, but it's a... it's a large fish-like animal that pops up out of the water with two arms and has sharp teeth.
Two arms? Land
shark.
Yes. And it rears back its ugly head with a big growl as Glenn swats at it, and it goes to bite Glenn.
And I hope that my blade lands at his between his eyes or something.
And your armor class is?
And the water, 10.
And you get hit.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. He takes a big chunk out of you for 6 points of damage.
Wow.
His jaws is on your shoulder right now.
Well, soap my rope. Is he going to drag me underneath?
He's going to try.
Grab those big hairy arms of his and drag me underneath?
Mm-hmm.
Bet you say that to all the monks.
Let's see if he can pull you under. Make a save versus paralyzation, please.
Paralyzation! Yeah, okay. Roll low, Glenn. Roll low. How about a 4?
You rolled a 4?
I rolled a 4.
Well, then I guess you get pulled under.
I get pulled under.
Yes. Go ahead, everybody who wants to attack. Shido, you can attack now.
Okay. She wants to dive underneath it and then swim straight up under its belly with her Kasubi blade whacking away at its belly.
Well, it kind of has Glenn in a bear hug, so you're not going to be able to get it in its belly.
A bear hug?
In a bear
shark?
Hug?
Yeah.
You mean in its mouth? Hug.
He has his teeth on him, and he has his arms wrapped around Glenn and pulling him under the
He's
water.
He's got these two human
He's got arms?
You weren't listening, guys.
Evidently.
You were not listening, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay,
like
I'll cut off one of its
wait
arms.
A minute. Shark man.
So you could
it's
probably
like prom night, Glenn.
It's like Duck Man.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
You could probably dive down there and stab it in the side of the gut, but not the actual stomach.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll.
Yeah, I want to gut it.
You're
gonna
be Benny Hop on it.
You're going to probably be at a -2 because you're underwater using your
But
sword.
I'm doing my key.
Oh, okay.
20! Ooh, mama! Ooh.
Natural?
Thank you.
Natural, right. Yeah.
Roll again.
15.
Okay, just roll your normal damage. Double damage, I should say.
10.
That's double?
Oh, no, she's got specialization, right?
Yeah, you took it, I believe so.
So that would be 5, 7, 14.
Wow.
Okay, you put a hole in the side of the shark the size of a fist.
Stick your fist in there! No.
And it releases you, Glenn, as you get to float back up.
Yeah, I was doing the old, like, one finger or two fingers. Okay, yeah, I float. Well, you know, the...
It wasn't making out with you, Glenn. Well,
no, I was just... My hand comes up like...
He's drowning.
I know what he was. The cartoon drown thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Where was your sick mind on that one?
Okay, I float back up.
The thing seems to float to the top of the water and just laying there floating.
Yeah, I got kind of like meat out of my side here.
Is he still tied on that rope?
Glenn?
Or did he untie himself?
No,
I'm still tied to the rope. The
only person that's untied is Shido.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're going
to
pull...
Get to the ledge.
Everybody makes their way to the ledge safely this time.
How much damage did you take?
He took six points of damage.
Six. Out of eight.
Yeah. I will cast one of my heal spells on him.
Go ahead and roll it.
No, I'm a Christian scientist. No, go ahead.
Yeah. I believe in Scientology.
Just leave.
I got... Is it D8 plus one?
Yeah,
normal. I rolled a six.
Okay, six. Then you get six.
Oh, I jump up. I feel great!
That'd be a weird class, a Scientology cleric. By the power of Tom Cruise and John Travolta will bind.
I saw a cartoon one time and it said Christian Science paramedics, and there's this body here, they're both praying. Anyway, go ahead.
Come out of the closet, Tom. You saw that South Park episode too?
Oh, yes.
Let's jump on over his couch some more. Hey.
No, I don't want to come out of the closet. Anyway, so you guys are in the hallway now, and you see that it continues down 5, 10, 15, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. You can see 50 feet straight down in the shot.
Wow.
But
shall we untie ourselves?
Yes. But...
But...
10 feet into that long hallway, you can go to the north, and 10 feet after that, you can head to the south. And you see a door! Which is about 40 feet down the hallway.
Is it on the north or the south side?
South side.
Well, shall we take a look at what's down the first opening?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We follow you.
Sure.
Go north.
Okay, so you go north. 5, 10, 15, 20 feet. You see a hallway that goes to the east that enters into a small room, which appears to have a well in the middle of the room.
Ooh, let's go get attacked by the water weird.
Is it like a just a hole in the ground type well, or is it
it's like
you know, built up stone?
Built up stone, Timmy fell down the well type thing. You know.
Ah. I see a body of a collie down there.
Yes. You see what appears to be a makeshift like bucket and rope type thing on it, too.
Okay. Is there water in this well? Or did you already say that?
No, you can't tell.
Well, we will have to walk up and look.
Maybe we should make a wish.
Throw that ring in and make a wish. Is there any exits from this little room?
No, that's it.
Dead end? Okay.
I'm going to throw a coin in the well.
All right, what do you throw, a copper in there or something?
Yeah, that's about all I have. All
right. I'm pretty poor. This watery hand comes back and throws it back at you. Gold only!
Yeah. You drop it down there, and after 10 seconds or so, you hear, ding! As it, like, hit the floor or something.
Oh, perhaps the well has gone dry.
It's all in that other room.
Well. Okay.
Can I see anything down the well with my infravision?
As far as your 30 feet go, that's about it.
Oh, okay.
You turn into the duck form and toss you down there.
Well, it's still the same day. It's still the same day, I would think.
Yeah,
unless, you know, we were unconscious for a significant amount of time.
Well, we've been in this dungeon for a couple of days, I think.
Well, but I turned into a duck not that long ago. Okay. I mean, it was last adventure. So we haven't rested since then, so I'm assuming it hasn't been a day.
No.
Yeah.
We have other places to explore, so it doesn't seem...
Yeah.
Unless we go hang out this empty well.
Yeah, let's... We can search the room.
I mean, is there, like, anything, like, written in around the well or anything of interest about the well that, you know, looks...
You look on the side of the well, and there's no writing. There's nothing apparently noticeable about it, except for being a well that goes down.
Mind if I check for secret doors around this room?
Sure.
Okay.
Can we start getting a torch? Is there light in here somehow?
Yes.
Is there a bucket?
There's a small little bucket on the
and a rope.
On a rope there.
Okay, I'm going to lower the bucket down and as far as it goes and see if it pulls up any water or I get my coin back.
Yeah. You lower the bucket. After a little bit, you see the rope goes... It's not taut. It'd be loose now at this point, as if the bucket is on something.
Uh-huh. Okay, well...
You estimate it to probably be at least 50 feet.
Hmm.
Just guessing, you're thinking 50 feet.
Hey, can I go down there and check for secret drawers?
Maybe maybe there's like a dead dwarf with lots of cool stuff down there.
Well... What are you going to do about it?
Ghostbusters. Oh, sorry.
I'm looking around the room for secret doors.
You find 0.0 secret doors.
Bitch, now I throw him down the well and say, look for secret doors! No.
It's the Glenn Show, the Glenn Show. It's all about Glenn and no
well, way. Unless somebody wants to go down the well, I guess we move on.
We move on.
Confucius say. All right, where are you heading towards? Back to the south or up north continuing?
I'm going to take that rope in the bucket.
Okay.
I just pile all the rope in the bucket and hold the handle. I don't have a rope.
Now you do.
Now you do.
Now I do. And a bucket.
Hey, you could, can you get Oriental Adventures, you can get trained like bucket style or something? Or
yeah, there is a bucket style of kung fu. When you actually use the bucket as the weapon when you attack.
Oh, I like that.
You're halfway there.
Did Hong Kong Fu use that when he was cleaning up the janitor stuff?
Yes, he did. Okay, so you're heading back into the hallway, you're heading back to the south, or you're heading to the north?
North.
Five, ten, fifteen feet. You see you get to a T intersection in the hallway. Going to the north is a door. Going to the west is a hallway with another door. Going to the east goes around 5, 15, 20, 25 feet and a door.
Wow.
Everybody, roll versus...
Doors.
Yeah, roll versus doors.
Okay.
Roll versus breath weapon.
Okay.
Well, I got a 19.
Got a 19, too.
So I'm pretty sure I made whatever it was.
I put the bucket on my head for protection.
Who failed?
I did.
I did.
I got a 19.
I just want to know who failed.
All right, sorry.
Oshi.
Three people failed. The floor gives way.
Again.
We ended up back in that first room.
Yes. So. The floor gives way as you fall about 5 feet, and you take some minor damage of 1 point.
5 feet.
It wasn't really much of a trap.
Did a
trap for leprechaun.
And kobolds, yeah.
It was kind of one of those, ow.
Did we end up untying the rope from each other, or did we all just get out of the water and walk along with it?
No,
like those little kids rope. Walking through cities.
No, you're untied. You're untied.
All right.
That would have been funny though. Drag everybody in.
Well, considering the rope is 10 feet between a person, it wouldn't drag a person down.
No, you're right.
Only falling 5 feet.
This is like right in the middle of the intersection.
Yep. There is no more floor in the middle of the T now.
Nice.
Bummer. We can climb up to the other side. Yeah.
Enough room to climb to the side of the door, or you can go to the west, or the east, or back south.
Let's go to the closest door.
Yeah.
North. Who's going?
Someone needs to boost me out of this pit.
Yeah, well.
All right. Here, I'll get out and grab my scythe. I'll help pull you up.
Okay.
Okay.
Grab the blade.
Not the blade it in.
Two people could stand at the ledge there at the front of the door. I assume that's Hoodoodat and Chris.
I listen Oshi. At the door.
Listening at the door reveals nothing except some wind that's going through your head.
Except breathing. I hear breathing. That's you. Okay.
Or Darth Vader or Michael Myers. One of the two. You pick.
Or the door. Okay, well, let's open it. I'm going to open it.
You fling the door open with fury in your breath and you die.
I hear, surprise! Happy birthday
to you. No. You fling open the room and it appears to be a archery target room. Broken arrows lay across the ground all over the place, and you see three targets across the room 30 feet away. There's various different types of bows on the archery range in each slot, which looks like someone could stand side by side and practice shooting.
Cool. I thought we were going to open a door at the wrong end of the archery range. You got three guys there.
Hey, watch out! Yeah, that's real smart. Open them to the That's like going to a police firing range.
Magic. You want to check to see if any of those bows are magical?
Wow.
Yes, because I like bows.
Okay, I'll cast Detect Magic.
Yeah.
Everything in the room lights up except for the bows.
So we take the room.
No. All the stuff that you guys have on you that are magical lights up. Everything but the bows do not light up. The bows do not light up.
What about
the arrows light up?
No, the arrows do not light up.
The targets light up?
All the arrows.
No, they do not light up, nor do the targets light up either. Yeah, magical targets, they move.
They may be fire trap arrows.
Who knows?
Quick, let's run to another room while I have my detect magic.
Yes, okay.
And you forget and you fall into the pit. Ah!
Is there a short bow in there?
Yes.
Okay, I'll grab a short bow and 10 arrows, let's see.
Okay.
Is there any decent-sized weapon rack or something we can use to string over this pit?
Yeah, actually, you can find... Yeah.
All right. Well, we can only throw it one way, so it'll go from this little ledge over to the way that we came, I guess.
Sure.
But we could jump either way.
Yeah, it's not that big of a jump.
Hole?
Yeah, it's not that big of a hole. It's just more of a nuisance than anything else.
Is there enough wooden stuff in here if we decide we're going to come back or, things don't pan out on this, we can come back here and build a fire out of it and dry all of our stuff out?
Yes.
All right.
Plenty of stuff in here to burn.
Good. Let us press on.
Which way are we heading?
Got east or west?
East, west, west is best.
The next closest door.
There we go.
Actually, I'm going to be back.
I don't keep track of directions, so whatever.
Well, I'll be back in a second. I just heard something happen downstairs. Be right back.
Okay. So
now we can plot.
So do.
So, which way were we going?
I forgot.
We were going west.
The next closest door.
Yeah. We're looking for the exit.
Yes.
You were heading to the west, I think it was? All right, okay. You head down 10 feet and you see a door on your left, which would be the south.
Uh-huh. Okay. Open, listen.
You don't hear anything, but when you get close to the door, it smells really bad.
Okay, I get the Wu Jin to open it then.
Have a Wu Jin on the other side.
Yeah, there's one on the other side. Stereo. Okay, well, let's just open it then.
All right, you open the room. It appears to be a fancy bedroom, as if someone was higher status of office who slept in here. It is kind of rotted and decaying at this point because it's been a long time since someone's been in here, but there's a big giant bed.
Four-poster bed.
Yeah, and you see a large desk and a couple chairs scattered about the room. It smells really bad.
I go over to the four-poster bed, and I take the dull end of my scythe and start whacking it on the bed. Make sure nothing's hiding under it. Under the sheets or something like that.
You take 2 points of damage as a centipede jumps out and clasps around your leg.
See? I knew it!
Two more attempted to jump at you as well, but they missed.
See? There's monsters in this.
Good job, you found them.
Thank you. Somebody put my leg back on.
All right, I assume everybody's going to be attacking the centipede, so just roll initiative for your side. Glenn.
Oh, me?
Yeah, might as well, since nobody's answering, and I picked you.
Okay, what was it, D4? D6? Yes. I forgot, D6?
Yes.
Every damn edition's different on the initiative. 3.
I got a 4, I go first.
Well, you go first.
No, basically, first edition are the same thing, so,
Every edition's different.
Anyway, the centipede, since they didn't like your edition comment, decided to all attack you. Missed. That's a hit. And that's a hit. You are taking a total of 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage.
Yes, cool. As these little things are latched onto you, trying to chomp away at your body.
Oh, okay. Somebody get the mace. I mean the spray, not the...
It is now your turn, so I'll let Glenn go first since he's right there in the action.
Okay, take the dagger and stab, stab, stab.
Roll
and
one, you hit yourself.
Rolling 14.
That'll hit.
All right. And these are just regular old centipedes, not giant centipedes.
Yeah,
right?
They're just little, like, baby ones. You would call them baby ones.
One. Okay. 5.
Nice, you killed one.
Okay.
It goes plop on the ground. Next.
Next.
I'll use Kung Fu, 2 attacks. 15 and 7, so probably 1 hit.
15 hit. Keep going down the line. Everyone else roll for your attacks.
I got a 20.
Natural?
Yep.
Roll again.
I'm 11.
Okay, double damage. Anyone else?
16.
That hits.
11.
11 misses.
No, yeah, 4-11.
Oh, 4-11, okay. What about Ducky?
I'm doing jiu-jitsu, 2 attacks. And I got it. One of them, I got a 12.
That misses.
Is that enough to hit?
No, that misses.
Okay.
Okay, so we had Thork, you did 11 points of damage. Chris, you said you hit.
I got 5, so 10.
5, okay, that one is dead, falls off. Who else hit?
I hit for 10.
All right, that one's dead, too. They're all dead. Update the phone now. Dead, dead, dead.
And I'm sort of like leaning on my side saying, "You're welcome."
So do we see what stinks? Is there a body lying somewhere? Or?
No, it was just a centipede, like, this, you know, poopings underneath the bed.
That must have been.
Less said, the better.
The sheets are nice and everything. You can probably keep those. They look like they made of silk.
Get the poop off there. Yeah, it'd be fine.
Well, poop is under the bed.
Oh, okay.
The poop was under the bed, Glenn.
Okay. they're domesticated centipedes.
Yes, they got little bedpans under them.
And Duckman, since your magic is still working, detect magic, you notice on the wall as you're leaving, it says you're going the wrong way.
I kind of have this look of confusion on my face.
What's the normal look?
Normally the gods are not quite so transparent in their messages. I see writing on the wall. It says that the path we are taking is the wrong one.
Then let us go take find the right one.
Okay. So you exit the room.
Yeah.
And go to the west, the east.
Hobble, hobble, hobble. Yeah, where's the nearest door? Okay. Since we went the west, it was wrong. So you say east? Okay, fine.
East brings you back into the hallway where you put that makeshift thing of the crime, and you were going to go either continue to the east or back down to the south.
I say we cross it and go east. We're up here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. You go to the cross it, you head 5, 10, 15, 25 feet down. You see a door heading to the south, or you can go towards the north hallway, which enters into a large room.
What do you say, guys?
Large room.
Yep.
Yeah.
Large room it is.
This appears to be what looks like a classroom. There's crumbled desks all over the place. There's a foul smell of chalk in the room. Some rickety desks. There is a pile of rotted apples sitting on the edge of a large desk at the center of the room.
Oh, brother.
No, Hulk Hogan is not there.
Brother.
There appears to be one door on the eastern wall, far northeastern wall, is the only way out of this room.
Maps does it again. Anyway, out to the eastern part of the room, huh? You said, aside from the desks that are piled up, is there like a main desk?
Yes.
Like with the apples on it, of course. So let's go rifle through a desk. Maybe I can get stung by another centipede. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, maybe you will.
Yeah.
Actually, you don't find anything of interest in this desk, but except for some rotting paperwork of F's and low grades.
Yeah.
There seems to be a slingshot in here that was taken away, apparently.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Couple of cell phones.
Yeah, cell phones.
Chattering teeth.
No, even better, someone's beeper.
Why is there a whoopee cushion in the bottom drawer?
You see on the teacher's chair there was a tack.
Yeah.
Head east through this door. Yeah. Check it out first.
Listen at the door.
Yeah.
You don't hear anything when you listen at the door.
Check for traps.
Well, do you?
Yeah.
I do. Who do you do?
Yeah.
I do. That's what I do.
Well, who do better roll then? So
who do's looking, all right? Thank you.
Who do's busy scratching his ass in the corner?
That ain't my ass. That ain't your hand. Yeah.
Climb.
Now, how about 19 on a 20?
You find exactly one trap.
I found one trap! Okay.
You see, as soon as you turn the handle, apparently a spike comes out and hits you in the hand.
I trip the trap.
And how do you do that?
The trap falls over and takes 2 points damage.
Yes. And it goes, ow, my knee. How are you going to trip the trap? Are you going to just
use something? I'm going to disarm the trap.
Okay. After either you can roll, chance it, or you could take the actual 15 minutes to do it.
I'll take the 15 minutes to do it.
All right. Slow but surely. It's like a surgeon.
All right. Screwdriver.
Yes.
You got one of those little things you put on the thing there?
You hear pat down, and someone comes over with a little thing and pats your little forehead down for the sweat.
Thank you. I pull out my little can of WD-40 and squirt it. And, you know.
And then, cling, you trigger the trap, and it's now open.
Big goal.
Opening this door reveals a small room with a large desk in front of it. Oh, in it, not in front of it.
A large desk?
Yes, on the wall appears to be a chalkboard with some writing that you don't understand. It appears to be broken into four sections. You don't understand it at all, though.
Uh-huh. Wow.
The desk appears to be a lavish desk.
Hmm. Okay.
We take it.
You take the desk.
I rifle through it.
You find... Let's see here. You find a journal, which you can read, and it looks like from your flipping through it, it reads to be a boring administrator's job teaching these stupid kids.
I thought it was going to be How I Did It by Fin Fang Foom.
Yes. Below the journal, you find a large pouch.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
It is filled with gold. Woo!
Woohoo! Ching, ching, ching. Yeah, well, that goes with me. Probably goes to my temple.
Vince, I'm going to ask the ghost what the writing says.
He said it looks like a schedule for our students to follow for math, science, and English.
Oh, okay.
Or Chinese.
Well, yeah, Chinese, yeah. Well, we call it English, all right?
Yeah. Hey, what does that say? I don't know. It's in Chinese. You're Chinese. Oh, yeah.
Is there any chalk in here?
Yes.
Okay. Then Shido goes up and erases whatever's on the blackboard and then writes class dismissed.
Class dismissed. Nice. Everyone hears in the other room about a bunch of desks scraping across the floor. You hear a lot of noise. You peek your head in, the room. You peek your head in the room. You see the desks are all scattered across the floor, and you see these ghost-like children seem to be exiting the room.
Now I puke. No.
Yes.
They were just waiting for someone to...
That's right. We set them free. Their spirits are free. Go home. Go home.
We should get some honor for that.
We took the whammy off it.
Everybody but Chris gets honor for that.
All right.
Let's go puke somewhere else.
Yes. What else are you going to do? Are you going to continue scouring around this room, or are you going to leave?
That's about it for this room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about that room we passed up?
Yeah, that other door that we just passed.
On the shelf.
Yeah, let's go in there.
You enter that room.
I'm not even going
to bother. It smells as soon as you open the door, and it seems to be a waste room.
Oh. Bathroom. Cool. Yeah. Who wants the rifle down? No, I'm not going to. I know. No,
and one of them feeling
going back, I could actually use it right now, so I'd say...
Close the door behind you.
Pulling out a religious tome to, read while I'm...
Well, I hand you another religious tome that's got half the pages written out by Steers and Mr. Roebuck. So, yeah, I might need this.
Okay, so the duck man's taking a poop.
Yeah, all you hear is, farts of...
5 minutes...
Remember the last time somebody went to go use the bathroom?
Yeah. Okay. Well, if he falls in, I guess somebody will have to get him out. I don't know.
Not I.
Falls in what, a bucket?
Well, if I turned hey, another bucket duck while it was happening, I might fall in.
I'm not carrying that bucket.
It's a new bucket for you, pal.
He comes out, all of a sudden a giant centipede comes out with this shit all over him. And hey!
All right, after about 15 minutes, the duck comes out sweating. Do not go in there. Woo!
He does a little waddle, a little duck tail shake.
You see some toilet paper on the back of his butt hanging out.
He's a little lighter of foot now.
Yes, are we done with that, children, now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I feel much better now.
Okay, good. Which way are we heading now?
Those sophomore
moves. All the way south, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, head back to that eastern passage that comes off the lake room.
Okay.
There you go.
You're heading back down south.
Say that 20.
Now you go back down the hallway. You can either go south again, or you can continue heading to the east.
And to the east, there's a door down there somewhere, right?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Go, Gadget. Down there.
Which way?
To the door.
Okay, to the door. Sorry.
To the door?
To the door? You open the door, and it seems this appears to be a workshop. There's lots of wood and rusted tools scattered about the floor. You see that there, in one of the workstations, there appears to be someone was making a sword out of wood.
See this other sign that says Handyman Corner. Yeah.
The sword says Binford 2000.
Today... I was going to say, today on Yankee Workshop, we're going to make a sword.
Yes. Let me know if I find you handy.
Upon further inspection of the room, you do see a skeleton, dwarven skeleton worker laying in the corner.
I knew we'd find a dead dwarf somewhere.
Is it just a skeleton, or is he wearing any kind of gear or anything?
He looks like he was wearing what appears to be a workshopman's apron and gloves, as if he was working.
I go up to him and say, "Is my sword ready?"
He committed Harry Carey with a wooden sword.
Yeah. His name text says, "Hi, my name is Tom. Welcome to Lowe's."
We find dozens and dozens of rolls of duct tape all over the place.
Oh, wow.
I like duct tape.
So do I.
Duct tape.
Oh,
not duct tape.
I use duct tape.
Yeah, I bet.
Well,
but it's not made out of ducks, no matter what they want to tell you.
Yeah, I thought he was using it in the bathroom. Anyway,
we used to work at a hardware store. Where's your duct tape? You got to go to the pond to find that lady. There's no duct tape here.
There's actually a brand called duct tape, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen a brand called duct tape.
No, but she was calling it duct tape.
I know. Anyway, what are we, it's, okay, it's a workshop.
Yep.
Their desk or anything here? You know, tables and all that kind of crap.
No, this just looks like they were making wooden swords.
Okay. Probably for the students for practice.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Who needs a new wooden sword?
Not me. Okay.
Continue.
You want to search it around or go back out into the hallway? Does the hallway continue on past this room?
Yes, it does.
Let's go down the hallway.
Yeah, let's keep going.
You get on the hallway and it looks very familiar as you reach a T-bone section.
Heading south,
you look and you can see the old door to the crypts that you've went through many times.
There we are.
Okay, we tracked we lapped ourselves.
So you head back.
Yes.
And you start heading south, and it's in the middle of the hallway, 15 feet down, there's just an open pit. It's about 13 feet wide. You look, and you're like, what the heck? And you cannot see a bottom. Even Duckman tries to look down, he can't see anything.
I'll throw down the duck.
So I'm sorry, we went back. We went back past the door and...
Yeah, I was heading you back south, yeah.
Got it, okay.
I figured that's where you were heading.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Wow. That wasn't here before, was it?
We hadn't... No, we went to a new place. We went back.
Checked out
the hallway we hadn't checked out.
Okay.
And an evil Julie monster comes out of the pit. No, I'm kidding.
A what?
A Julie monster.
Of course.
Does there seem to be another hallway or anything on the other side of the pit?
Yes. The path continues.
This is a 13-foot or 30-foot?
13 feet wide.
Very, very precise.
Exactly. It's just one over the normal limit.
Yeah.
Right.
Just so you had to make that extra roll.
Okay. Anything? I guess nothing to swing across. Okay.
How deep is it?
You cannot tell.
Oh, we cannot see. We can't tell.
How about you light a torch and throw it down there?
My stuff's all still wet. Oh, it might be dried out by now.
I can
lower my bucket on my 50-foot rope, and if it hits bottom, we'll know it's 50 feet.
Yeah, put a torch in it. No, go ahead.
You could light the bucket on fire and drop it down.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, then he can't train. But anyway.
You can go back to the poop room.
What?
Go back to the poop room? Letting the bucket fly down there, but I'll hold on to the other end.
All right. It seems when you drop the bucket, and after 50 feet, you get to the very end, it still seems to want to go down.
Wow. Hmm.
The deep pit.
Yeah.
Does it look like a cave-in, or does it look like it was natural, put there?
It looks like it was a trap that someone had triggered.
Okay. I'm going to light one of my torches and throw it down there. After you bring the bucket up, of course.
Yeah, I don't want it falling in my bucket.
Yeah.
Pull my bucket
roll,
up.
Since your bucket's already down there, roll
keep my thing out of your bucket.
Roll the hit, Glenn.
Glenn dies. So push into the pit. You're dead. No.
17.
No.
I thought you. Okay.
No, I'm saying Chris. Serious. Chris. Focus.
Yes.
Focus, Glenn. Take your Ritalin. roll a dexterity check. I need you to get below your dexterity. 3d6.
And you're talking. Right. Okay, yeah. Got it.
4, 5. I got 11. Dex is 13.
Perfect. You feel a slight weight on the rope as if something landed in the bucket.
Oh, you got something! Reel it up!
And it catches you kind of off guard because you're just kind of sitting there going, and all of a sudden, whoa, like one of those.
Yeah. Right.
So you start pulling the bucket up. Need a little help.
Right. I'll tell him, hey, there's something. I caught something.
Give us some play. Okay, pull it up now.
You pull it up and you see it looks like it appears to be a bottle with a note inside of it.
Stop throwing stuff on my head.
Yeah.
So I take the note out of the bottle.
Oh, you open it up. It's written in some weird language you don't understand.
Hmm.
Ask the ghost.
Yep.
The ghost goes over and he takes a peek at it, and it's, he whispers back to you, "You don't want to go down there."
Okay. It says, "Don't fall" on the note. So
it says, "Hell, we're no, okay."
Hey, we're Oriental. Did anybody bring any firecrackers? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but there's just either. I don't know. It's hard to say. It could be somebody down there, and it's not really as deep as what it is. But I don't think there's anybody hanging out in this hole just putting notes in buckets. Hey, in case somebody lowers a bucket, put this note in a bottle and stick it in there. All right, thanks.
It's the bucket note people monster.
So I'm getting the feeling that we shouldn't be going this way.
According
I could be wrong.
Okay.
Well, it was nice.
No, the ghost tells you just don't go down the pit.
Yeah. Right. Somehow past the pit, but...
You still got to get past the pit.
How do you pass a pit?
You really try
I just
hard.
Did that. Oh, not...
You see, the ghost goes like this, and he just walks across the pit.
Who?
The ghost.
The ghost.
Just walks across the pit.
It's just easy as that. You just got to have faith. Maybe it's not really a pit.
Maybe it's not.
And pixie dust. Sorry, I'm all out.
Well, we can run and jump. It's only 13 feet. What are the odds that we're going to fall down this pit?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it across.
It's a dexterity check.
Right. I barely made it hauling up a bucket.
I got 17 strength. I could throw you. Where's the dwarf? I need to toss him.
You can always take... let someone go over and throw a rope and just pull you back over.
Right.
Do one of those things over and over again.
Gwen, you climb walls.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, you can have him go over there.
I'll give it a shot. I forgot what I did last time to climb walls. Oh, because I got a climb wall. Duh. Okay, let me pull out some percentiles here.
Sounds kind of personal.
It is. It's very... All right. I got an 85. Let's see how we do. 75.
Barely climbs across the other side, but you do land on the other side safely.
Did I have a rope with me?
we'll throw you a rope.
You went, oh, you notice it's on the other side. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, we forgot to tie the rope around me, didn't we?
You have a rope, yep.
Okay.
Now what you can do, a couple things here, you can pull people over.
Okay, come on. And it swings down, boom, it's on the side of the pit while I pull them up. Yeah, I'll pull people over. Sure.
Okay, it's going to require a strength check on your part.
No!
Who's going first?
Well, is there anything on the other side he can tie it to? Like,
well, let the smallest person go first, and then we'll start having more people who can hold the rope on the other side.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Who's the smallest person? Cheeto, probably?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
What is Cheeto, like 120 or something? 110?
Not even that. I think she was like 98. She was like 5'1".
Glenn, you should be able to do that without even rolling a strength check, so don't worry about it.
I didn't roll a 1. How's that?
That's fine.
Okay.
All right, Shido's over there. Shido, what strength do you have?
I don't know. I told you I lost my sheet.
That's why
I think she had a 13, didn't she?
Yes, 13. I'm looking at it. Yes, 13.
Okay.
Okay, so who's next?
I'll go.
Yeah, you go.
I'm him.
And how much does your character weigh?
With the armor, it's probably 180.
Alright. Glenn, roll 3d6.
Yes.
Get under your strength. Shido.
Under my strength, okay.
Shido? Roll 2d6 and add it to the Glenn's total.
Under. Oh.
2d6 and add it to his?
Yeah.
Hot dog, that's way under my strength. That's a 4.
Oh, so as long. Pretty much whatever you roll is fine.
Well, she rolled 6.
You're fine.
There you go.
You pull him right over. Okay, who's next?
I'll go next.
How much does your character weigh?
115 pounds.
So let me take the lead on the strength weight holding now. Okay. Since I'm stronger than Glenn.
Okay. Stronger than Glenn. You don't have to make a roll because it's enough of you, and Stinky McGee comes over.
Right.
I should make you guys roll for stench, you know, because he has to come flying across the pit. I imagine he's got, like, pig pen with these lines coming out of him and everything.
Yeah.
I think that's everybody, right?
Stinky McGee.
No, me. My guy's the heaviest out of everybody.
And what do you weigh?
He's like, I don't know what he was. Like, what was he, Thor? Like, 240 or something?
Yeah.
230 yeah. plus my armor and my gear, so a good 270.
All right, so who's in lead now?
I am.
Just as long as you don't roll a 1, he comes over. So roll a D20. A D20.
Yeah. And I rolled a 20. Ooh, critical.
You pull him so hard, he goes...
Roll it again!
Yeah, roll it again, right? You pull him so hard, you blew your 20 on that. He goes flying over your heads.
He goes flying through the next door. Yeah.
He goes up a level.
Wah, 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 wah. You guys are safely across the little pit. Yay!
The little pit. Or the
dead end. We just wasted
time. Yes. No, the hallway continues going down.
I toss the bottle back with the note saying, thanks.
Glenn, shut up. It's like, this is like freaking save or die. Glenn, shut up. 5, 10 feet, and there's... Glenn. It appears to be a hallway that goes into a room where you continue going south. 5, 10, 15, 20 feet, a door... 30, 40, 50, he goes into another room.
Bust it open.
So you can either go the 10-foot entrance way, or you can continue down the hallway to a door that's on the west side, or continue south, it goes into a room. Don't all decide at once.
Roll the dice.
I think we should check the door. Go through the door.
Okay, so you're going to go past the hallway that goes into a room to the door.
No lock?
Well, you can look in the hallway when we go by it. Is it on the opposite side of the door? Of the door?
It's on the same side as the door.
Oh, okay.
You take a quick peek. Appears to be a lounge area. Complete with bar.
All right.
Are there lounge lizards down there?
You don't look. You just walk right past it, so...
We would have heard them singing.
There's a comedic act going on right now.
It's a host bar, too. Let's go.
You head right to the door?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn listens at the door. You actually do
hear... No, Hoodoo does.
Yes. You actually hear voices this time.
Say, anything I can make out, or just...
Or is he just schizoid?
No, it sounds like someone just said, "Ha! I just scored a 20.
We leave that room alone. Anyway, no.
If someone said, "I attack with my longsword."
Do we
remember? Are you serious?
Yes, you do hear that. He hears that.
I walk away. I turn around and just walk away. You guys can open it if you want. I'm going this way.
You don't even tell him what you hear? You just walk away?
I was just like, no.
He gets this look on his face and goes, he just walks away from the door.
Just think about it, though. If they're like high school kids playing some game, we can kill them real fast and it'll be easy XP.
Now, the voices sound kind of deep and growly.
Okay. I'm breaking no fourth wall for anybody. go ahead. Somebody open the door. I don't care.
I'll open the door.
All right.
You open the door, and it appears to be a large table with 6 people sitting around there. When you close upon closer look, it's 6 goblins playing a dice game with pencils and paper to be there. One of the goblins at the head of the table has what appears to be a piece of paper standing in front of him. To block what he's had on the table. They all look very confused at you as you walk into the room.
Guy Gaxian humor. He can't get enough of it.
Yeah, I have some kind of racial problem with goblins, I believe. So I'm going to go a little nuts and attack them.
They flip the table over as we both roll. Well, what are you guys going to do?
We're going to scream at them, save or die!
No, Briark.
You going to surrender? Briark is surrender, Glenn.
I thought Briark would say Rube.
No, it's surrender.
Okay, fine, Briark.
Meaning you're going to surrender.
No, we're going to yell roll for initiative at them. Yeah. That we're gonna
you,
take.
Briark.
Okay, roll your side, whoever wants to roll.
Somebody else do it.
I'll roll.
I got a 1.
I got a 6.
You're going first.
Hello.
You sound like someone's iPhone went off.
No, that always happens when he says, I got a 6.
Yeah.
Like his theme music.
His sound effects all around.
Okay. Mine is this heavenly chorus.
Go down the line, starting with whoever you want to go. Everybody, anybody that goes up above a 14 hits one of the goblins.
Okay, I'll go. Side to the ready.
I got a 16 to 20.
Natural?
Yep.
Rerolling natural 20s.
I miss.
Okay.
I miss. 17 on the follow-up.
Okay.
19.
Okay.
Yowza.
Miss.
15.
Oh, she missed.
Okay.
Ooh, and I do 6 points damage.
I do 11.
Okay, that one's dead. Kirk, you're the 20, right?
Yep.
What was the damage on that?
That was 10.
That one's dead. And you hit with, no, that's the same person, never mind.
Yep.
And the rest of you missed?
Yeah, I missed.
I hit.
Mm-hmm. I rolled an 11.
You got an 11.
So 3 dropped. So there's 3 left.
Take that, nerds.
Quick, eat the dice.
You see the one that was behind the what appears to be a Dungeon Master shield quickly dives towards the wall and goes through a hatch, which closes right behind him.
Well,
and he leaves all of his players to die.
Yep.
Yeah.
But did he leave all of his books and modules?
Yes, he did.
Yes, I want those.
All right.
The last two actually try to attack because they're stupid. And the first one misses, the second one misses. Your turns.
Okay.
Alright.
16.
Hit.
Alright, let me roll a D8 here. See if I can find a frickin' D8. Here it is. 3.
Okay, he's wounded.
17 and 18.
Don't you learn anything from roleplaying?
12 total.
You killed that other one. Next.
I miss.
I hit Hoodoo. Misses.
You hit Hoodoo?
I rolled a 4.
Okay, so you hit Hoodoo in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Oh, hey! Not funny.
We're not playing Tune yet.
That's why I said that's not funny.
Yeah. Next. Anybody else left?
I miss.
Okay. The last lonely goblin looks at you all and goes, Briark.
Parley!
Parley, yeah. Parley. No, he goes Briark and he crumbles into a little fetus on the ground.
Sucking his thumb.
Tie him up.
I take the rule books. This your character? A terrible stats, and just throw it back in.
The character name says, Who Do That?
Told you.
Intelligence 4. Now, it looks like they were playing some type of competitive dice game.
Ah. Was there any money on the table?
Yes, there was.
Oh, well, anybody want it?
There were some copper pieces on the table.
Go for that hatch where the guy went down.
And there appears to be some
chip. He's the one with all the snacks and the money.
Yeah.
Snacks, yeah.
There is some snacks on the table. There is a green liquid inside of a jug.
Yes, it's really. Dew of Mountain. Dew of the Mountain.
There seems to be some, like, puffy, cheesy type things in a bowl.
And a flat box with this pie thingy in it.
Yes. They all smell good. You go to the hatch in the wall, and you can't figure a way to open it.
Ah, leave that to me.
The hatch says Hamdingers on it. No.
Hamdingers? Yeah. You would do that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, let me grab a couple of... Come on, baby. Come on, be good to me. 18. Ooh,
Oh my god.
This is about the only good rolls I'm getting all night. 18 with a 20 for find remove traps. What am I saying, find remove traps? What am I talking about?
You use the same thing.
Okay, same thing. Yeah.
You find the latch for the hatch.
Aha! Aha! Click!
And you open it, and you see him huddling in the corner at the very bottom of the hatch, which is maybe like 5 feet away from you. Hey, no kill! No kill!
Okay, I pick him up. I got your notes here. They get more experience than this.
He looks at the notes. He goes, oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, Briark, fine.
Let's ask him. He obviously speaks our language, so... Oh. Ask him if he knows where the big dragon is.
He said the dragon's to the south.
What? Oh. You're gonna going to show us. Aren't you?
Oh? I show you nothing! And he takes a swipe at you, Glenn.
Wow.
And he hits! For 1 point.
He's one of those kind of DMs.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Guys.
Well, Glenn, you're the only one who can attack him.
Yeah, I know. I only one got attacked. Did he hit me?
For 1 point of damage.
Oh. Okay. Guys, we need a guide, don't we?
No, he told us where it was.
Yeah, to the south. I mean, where in the
south? Well,
there's a room to the south.
Okay, fine.
The ghost always tells us which way to go.
And he swipes at you again, Glenn, and hits you for 1 point of damage.
I'm getting sick of this. Dwarf, take care of him. I'm getting sick of this. He's like a little chihuahua.
Tie him up!
I holler at the game master to stop attacking Hoodoo Dad. And I threaten him with my weapon, and if he doesn't stop, then I'll just hit at him.
He tries to swipe at you, but you kind of move out of the way with a laughter as he stumbles across the ground.
Let's get out of here.
I'll whack him over the head with something blunt.
All right.
Kind of just knock him out.
Just roll one.
17.
You hit him. He goes, bonk. Okay. Knocked out.
Okay.
Now you may continue going south, or you can go back to the room that you passed. It's up to you.
Just push him back in that hatch and shut the lid.
Good idea.
Put a chair in front of him so he can't get out, right? Yeah.
Toss his dice in there with him. Here's something to do.
I think go south.
Yeah.
South.
Have we dry yet?
Is that where there's a room down there?
Yes. Well, yeah, as far as being dry, you guys, your stuff is not wet anymore.
Damn.
It's on the verge of being dry if you wait a few more minutes. It's up to you.
All right, let's just go down south.
You guys are getting a bit tired at this point. Because you've been adventuring for the longest time at this point right now.
That's right.
Yeah, maybe we need to rest.
Yes, because I have a book I want to read. A spell book.
Oh, I can't.
If we're going to take a break, we should use up our heals. I'm down 4.
Right.
I can heal.
Is that what we're going to do? Take a break?
Right in the middle of the hallway?
No. Go back in the dungeon, the D&D room.
Yeah, let's go back to the D&D room. Seems like a safe room. Except for these goblins inside.
Well, just
these goblin munchkins.
We'll roll some dice. Nobody will notice the difference.
Throw that other one down in the hatch and tell them only one of you is allowed to come out, so one of you has to die and let them fight it out.
What, Hunger Games? Or
why don't you just toss them both out the room and close the door?
They'll go and tell somebody.
Go ahead and explore that pit for us.
Say, take this bottle back down there and hand it to him and shove him over the edge.
Yeah.
Thanks for the tip.
Alright. Well, that's where we're going to end this week, because actually, well, we'll end it here.
www.epicwords.com/Finn